go to Economic Now. Robert Short, our economics correspondent, is with us. News from the European Central Bank.
That's right, Chris. This lunchtime, the ECB has basically increased the negative rate, the deposit rate. This is the rate that it charges banks for keeping money at the ECB, from minus 0.4% to minus 0.5%. It left its main lending rates, which are the ones we normally pay attention to, where they are at the moment, which is, for the main rate, 0%.
So my translation of that then is that the European Central Bank is making it more expensive for banks to hold money. It wants banks basically to spread the money around.
Basically, if in a nutshell, the ECB is trying to get banks to shove money out the door, get people borrowing again, get inflation back up again, stimulate economic activity in the Eurozone. That's what's going on here. So borrowers and consumers would hope that this would translate into lower borrowing rates and might encourage them to borrow and spend.
Welcome, Philip. We've been hearing about a number of pretty big EU economies falling into flat economic growth and some even into recession.
That's right. I mean, even just this morning, the German economy contracted, according to the OECD, in the last quarter. It's not technically in recession yet, but it has been shuddering. And the UK economy also went into negative territory in the second quarter of this year. So deep concerns about that. Also deep concerns, really, to be honest, about whether or not monetary policy, the setting of interest rates, can actually really stimulate economic activity. And many economists now saying, actually, what we need to do is to get back to old-fashioned stimulatory spending. In other words, governments putting their hands in their pockets or in their taxpayers' pockets and actually investing and spending money in the economy, because monetary policy has reached the limits of its effectiveness.
Robert Short, economics correspondent. We leave it there.